Good beautiful day, evening, or night, whatever time it is where you are. My name is Lee Culver Richards, and I am honored today to be hosting Maureen Walton O'Brien, author of The Good Darkness, Wisdom of the Womb Blood, Natural Womb Technologies, The Feminine Path to Superconsciousness, and The Recovery of Parthogenesis. This is a very special event today. Maureen has offered to gift us a meditation she has learned and been practicing for many years in her special yurt in Lake Ontario in the Haganasee Six Nation Peacekeeper Sacred Ground in northeastern North America. In her book, she writes, "For 500 years, the Quiro elders of the Inca nation preserved a sacred prophecy of a great change, or Pachacuti, in which the world would be turned right side up. Harmony and collaboration would be restored, and domination and control would disappear." So today, we are going to engage with Maureen in a very special meditation to reclaim our full body experience and inhabit this earth with our soul intact. Maureen Walton O'Brien, thank you for this gift.
Thank you, Lee. And I'm really honored to share this. I've been inspired by the Quiro Indians of Peru and by the Haudenosaunee Virgin Birth Peacekeeper Mothers. So I want to send gratitude, we can send gratitude to them too for just helping me to pull this in. So I received a skeleton version of this 16 years ago, and I've been smitten with it ever since. And so I'm going to just come closer. So also, and remember that normally it's easier and best if you engage in this meditation in total darkness. You don't have to do it now, but when you practice, the whole idea is that you can meditate with your eyes open and gaze into the darkness so that you feel they're both the your own inner world and the cosmic darkness is like one. So it makes it very, very powerful to meditate with your eyes open. But it's not dark right now. So I'm going to begin by just making yourself comfortable and with your breath. With your inhale, realize you're pulling in. You're a magnetic being, and you're breathing in the powers of the Taurus and more. And with your exhale, you're releasing. So imagine also then two tori systems around your body. And one Taurus is vertical and has the vertical channel running right up and down before your heart and womb, coming right up above your head and down below your feet. And it's composed of two channels of energy, two cones of energy converging in the middle, forming a nexus point there, convergence point in the middle. And then there's a second Taurus that surround our body also, overlapping. But imagine now that the channel is running horizontally between your heart and womb. So it's also two converging cones of energy that are meeting in the middle. So it's overlapping with the vertical, forming an equilateral cross and an incredible intense power point there. This is the beyond time zone. And as we go deeper here, you'll feel into that. So first, I want to introduce this with a system that will anchor and hold and sort of like completing the circuit and really make this a powerful little inner technology system. So I want you to bring your awareness to your brain and the left side of your brain and the right side. So the right side is your feminine. So trace the energies from your right brain down to your left hand. And remember and realize that you express into the world your creativity, the feminine creativity and intuition. So your hand is like a tool to bring that into the world. So you're going to place that on your womb. So now your worldly creations are being met and influenced and by the powers of the womb, which are cosmic in nature, cosmic soul, infinite wisdom, inner strength, and tenacity. So feel those two together. And now you're going to take you're going to think of your left brain being your masculine and being the qualities, you know, of structure and order and the finishing principle. And you're going to trace those energies down to your right hand. And, you know, remember how you express into the world through your inner masculine, you know, the sense of doing things in the world with your structure and your order and your knowledge. And you're going to place then your right hand on your heart. So now your qualities of your masculine qualities of the love and spirit is now connecting with masculine qualities in the world of the order and structure. So those two are now blending and harmonizing. And now when you pull back and think of the whole picture of your womb and your heart working together, and your brain through your left and right hand connecting, it's like a complete circuit of like a quadrant of energies to help make this very powerful. So now we can move into the actual story of these two Tori systems around your body. And we're going to start with the vertical. So you're going to imagine that descending cone of energy of the vertical channel, the top, in the top part of your body. And this cone of energy is surrounding your womb. And this descending feminine cone of energy is surrounding your heart. So this is the descending feminine into creation powers, and it's pulling that love energy of the heart down to nourish your womb. So that cone of energy is just touching the top of your womb. So with your inhale, just imagine you're pulling your love energies down. Now take your awareness to the lower body and the ascending cone of energy in your vertical torus. That is your masculine ascending principle. So lifting the energies of the earth up, and it's also surrounding and protecting your womb. So now the masculine is protecting the feminine in the lower body. So it's lifting the womb energies up to nourish the heart, to bring great calmness to the heart, calmness and expansive wisdom. So you can see now the overlap between your heart and womb, where these two energies overlap and form a convergence point, that central, we'll call it your grand central creation station. Very intense energies coming together and meeting here. Now, if you would like to bring your awareness to that horizontal torus with the two converging horizontal cones. And with your in-breath, you are pulling in, magnetizing in more energy to that central diamond shape there, that creation station. But what exactly are you pulling in? You're pulling in energies from the Earth's torus that are flowing by, but where do they come from? So let's settle yourself and go on a guided visualization out into outer space so we can get the big picture. So with your exhale, imagine your awareness lifting out the top of your head and up past the moon and past each planet. And away you go till eventually it's as if you bump against the edge of the solar system. And as you look down back at the sun, you can see now that the sun itself, even though it's very electrical, it also has a torus, a magnetic field, because that's what holds all the planets in place. In fact, you are kind of imagining yourself against the edge, the perimeter of that sun's torus right now. But first, I would like you to turn around and look behind you and see that you are now gazing into the velvety darkness of the cosmic mother, cosmic womb, the wisdom principle called the Wirakucha in the Andean, called Sophia in the Western traditions. So just get a sense of this very deep, dark, dense energy that holds all the potential of the universe, but not yet in form. All life is born out of the darkness. It all begins here, the source of all life. So you can feel and sense it's very, expansive and endless. I mean, all of the other galaxies and solar systems are floating within this cosmic soul. So it's very, very vast. And yet, some say it is like moist, it is vaporous. Some say its quality is like honey. Very, very weighty. And slowly moving in all directions. So now, if you have a sense of that, if you want to turn again to look at the sun, you will see that the center of the sun is the central channel of its Taurus, and it is pulling in with great forces. This very cosmic womb that we have been just describing, pulling it in through its surface, through its center, so that it's gathering some of the energies of the sun before being thrown out the other pole in the solar winds towards the earth. So now the earth has its own Taurus. And it is a very mighty Taurus also. And with this magnetic forces, it is pulling in the cosmic womb from outer space, pulling in those energies together with the sun's energies right through her center. And as it flows through the center in that dark, moist earth, it's picking up all the qualities of the minerals and the metals and the underground waterways. It's still moving at great momentum because the sun's Taurus is very mighty and the earth's Taurus is too. So it's like Taurus times two. Now flowing out the other pole right towards us standing or sitting on the earth. So with your imagination, then bring your awareness back down into your body, sitting on the earth's surface. Now your horizontal Taurus with its two converging cones of energy in the center, it's as if you're a little compass. They are going to swivel to align with the earth's meridians, magnetic poles. So you don't have to worry which way you're sitting. You just begin to inhale consciously now those mighty energies, like what a recipe is coming to us, full of many beautiful divine and cosmic ingredients. So just inhale them. And I'm going to suggest that we open very gently our horizontal cones of energy to them, because it is very powerful. It's already coming at a tremendous speed toward us, so we should maybe just be careful at how much we open to it, a little at a time. Now, I know we have been unconsciously pulling in some of this, but I think consciously might be quite a bit stronger. So as women, I want you to imagine shifting that diamond center concentration point where all those energies are now flowing, using your descending cone of energy, just with your inhale, shift it down. The whole system will come down over the womb. So the diamond is right over your womb, and then you can import those energies directly into your womb space. So now imagine just filling that womb space with these very pure energies, direct source from outer space. So they're not carrying any karma, any ancestral. And imagine then what that is doing to the blood within your womb. Now, as I said, we have been working this on an unconscious level to a degree. So your womb has always been quite pure and the blood in it, therefore quite pure. But now we are really engaging consciously. So you can just imagine that it is as if you have two blood systems, one that has no karma, no ancestral, just pure cosmic energies. And then the heart's blood now that has as well as the love and spirit, also is carrying good and bad karma and good and bad ancestral bloodline. I know this is pretty complex, but it's very fascinating. So just breathe into that. And now what we want to do is, if you have been doing this, let's say for 2 weeks of each month, over a few months, I'll let you decide yourself when is the right time to begin to redirect those energies that you've accumulated up towards your heart. So this is not like the masculine, fiery, fast ascent. This is going to be a very feminine, watery, weighty ascent. Again, like the honey of the cosmos. I mean, the waters of the womb, blood and the energy in the womb is full of that wisdom and that depth of will. And so with us engaging now your masculine ascending cone of energy on the horizontal, and with your exhale, you're going to begin to slowly lift that blood and its energy, that energy upwards towards your heart. So you're imagining that central diamond, that you're lifting that and the whole system upwards with each exhale. And no rush, just take your time. And it would move it would well up like a wave. It would be moving back and forth in a looping movement. So each loop, it's going to be a little higher and a little higher. And again, this could take a few weeks or maybe a week of each month, however you feel it's working for you. So now imagine that you are at the point where it's going to begin to move into your heart and actually flush out. It's because it's totally pure with no karma, it's going to be flushing out all the negative karma and negative ancestral in your heart's blood. So you can release your hands and kind of feel that releasing out your fingers and toes. And again, using your exhale, focusing on your exhale. And with that, you will feel a more expansive awareness coming to you. And I'm going to mention here that since you're taking the energies of the womb up to your heart, it means you're leaving your womb quite void, the energy in your womb quite void, which also means you may not be losing very much blood each month. You're moving that elixir up to the heart to strengthen yourself and to strengthen your heart. So this could be a natural form of birth control. And of course, you have the choice to move this back down, the energies back down to your womb with the system whenever you choose to, and therefore be fertile to conceive in the way we know of with the male and female partner. So bringing your awareness back now to your womb energies being up in your heart and flushing out all the negative aspects, this means that the pure womb's blood, the already enlightened blood of the womb, is going to be able to meet with the purified blood of the heart. In some traditions, this might be called the high heart, where pure spirit and love energy is now able to unite with the womb blood energy. And this would be the moment of enlightenment for the woman. And I would like to also call it ensoulment or endarkenment or enlightenment. All are good, appropriate. So if you can imagine how that might look with those two blood systems meeting and uniting and yet still holding the complementary opposite qualities of the masculine and feminine within you. Now, this is the point at which if this would take some years to accomplish, and during that time, you would begin to be practicing with a small group of women together to increase this toroidal power. If you were, you know, only after you reached this high divine level, I believe, would it be appropriate to redirect the energies down the masculine and feminine to divide your own egg? And I think that it would be responsible to first have a community and be already calling in and looking or listening for an already enlightened soul beyond the veils that wants to come to Earth to to complete a mission, so that you would be working together. So I believe your focus would be on connecting with a high soul before you would even consider engaging this self-conceiving process. So this is just focusing on raising the energies and bringing yourself to awareness and to work out collaboratively together as women, how and when is the wise way to engage this second level, this system that we are still learning about, but we are getting there. So I would like you to just breathe into all this and maybe let's put our hands back in place so that we can feel complete unit of the heart and womb, nourishing each other in our daily lives. And I want to send gratitude then to all of you listening and to the Kiro grandmothers and the Haudenosaunee grandmothers. And we will bring this back into the world. Thank you. Idea. Thirsty. don't want to break the spell.
Thank you, Maureen.
You're welcome.
That was very beautiful, and many people will benefit greatly from this gift you've resurrected from the Kiro.
Resurrected's a good word. Yeah.